We've just caught up with Lung Lung, who's just played the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto number 1.
Yeah.
Bravo!
Thank you. Yes.
When did you first play that work?
Last September was my first concert playing this concerto. It's actually quite new for me because I played Rach 3, Rach 2, and Rachmaninoff Paganini variation. And I thought, I need to play Rach 1. Such a beautiful piece. But I never played before.
It's magnificent. It's dramatic and dreamy.
Dreamy in the same time. It's a double D, yeah.
I was wondering what your relationship with Rachmaninoff was, because I was reading in your autobiography about how when you were a child and you were playing different composers, you were imagining them in different ways. Mozart was skipping and playing, and Liszt, who liked to fly jet engines.
Right.
And Rachmaninoff came along a little later in your life.
Yes. Yeah, because Rachmaninoff pieces are very challenging. You need to have a pretty big hands to play. So that's why it came a little later. But Rachmaninoff is all about these emotions, about this most passionate heart. You see this really hot, warm heart. And his music can be also kind of a sad in a way, you know, kind of a melancholy feelings. But in the end of the day, his music has such a warmth to, you know, a musician's heart and to the audience spirit. And he has this very strong connection to people. That's why, whether it's in the U.S. or around the world, Rachmaninoff piano concertos, symphony, or his piano works are so popular.
What are you thinking about when you play it?
I mean, today it's more about collaboration, you know, with Yannick, because we were so careful with everything, the rhythm, you know, the rubatos. We had a really precise discussion before. I think tonight's performance was actually quite good because we are now, the chemistry is getting so incredibly well. And when I was playing, I was just thinking about how to make chamber music with my favorite orchestra, Philadelphia Orchestra.
It is, I imagine, like coming home. And many people in Philadelphia really do think of you as family because we've seen you since you were 14 or 15.
Yes, I mean, I felt always Philadelphia is my home. I always felt that. And I lived here for such a long time, study and also growing up here. And I really felt that I'm a Philly cheesesteak guy. and also, you know, the orchestra helped me and supported me from the very beginning. I have so many wonderful friends here. This is something that will never change. You know, this is in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, you know, Philadelphia is a unique place. It will stay there forever.
Considering your fantastic career and how far you've come, you worked so hard in music to get where you are today, yet you exude this sense of joy and fun off the stage as well as on. Where does that come from?
I think it's from the music itself, because it's always lighten up our life. Even sometimes I get tired, but when I start playing music, I get transformed. And that's why I think making music is so important. And that's why music education is so important. And this is something that I felt that as a musician, we must support the schools.
And when you work with kids, what do you tell them is most important?
To have the confidence to express their self, to express the moment, the things that they get connected with the note. Not just play the note, but feel the note, seeing through behind the note, and make every piece like a new best friend.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lung Lung.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to the next time we see you.
Absolutely. Next time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.